Welcome to the NOLA Babes. This is a podcast centered around women from New Orleans who have beaucoup things to offer. Well, we joke about everything from New Orleans culture to womanhood. We might even mention your trade. We promise to forever put on 5 City and keep it 100% real with you. You hear me? Let's rock with it.
What's up?
All right, so it's just me and Chings today, me and Chelsea. So what's up with you? How was your day today, girl?
Today was actually I've been having a pretty good week.
Good week. Yeah. All right, why? What's good about it?
My kids, for those who don't know, I'm a teacher, but my kids have been, I think, understanding the lessons more, the material better. Yeah. And I feel like I've been teaching better as well.
Awesome.
I know. So I've been having a pretty decent week. It's been easy for me to like do my lesson plans. Mm-hmm. And before that was a very big problem for me and I used to stress out. But now I'm starting to control it. I'm starting to be more organized. And yeah, so I had a pretty damn good week.
I know that's right. But wow, that's crazy. I feel like how you were saying that you was a little stressed out. I'm a teacher now. We're teachers. I feel like we're doing the same thing at this point.
We are.
I work with little second graders though. So you have high school, I have second graders. It's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm used to older kids, but the babies, they be melting my heart. I ain't even gonna lie. This was my first week, so
yeah, tell us about that. How was your first week teaching?
Yes, okay, so I'm a virtual teacher, but I still go into work to teach. But I teach in my classroom in my own space. And of course the kids are at home, so they haven't been having a teacher for a while. And so they just was like going from teacher to teacher. And it's just been, I guess, you know, stressful for them. Mm-hmm. And the parents as well. So they're like super pumped that they have a teacher now.
Right.
For the remainder of the year. And then the parents, they were telling me that they were nervous a little bit about getting a new teacher and didn't know what to expect. So the kids love me. They kept saying like, you're doing an amazing job. It's my first year teaching. But I've had experience with kids, so I guess it came natural. Mm-hmm. So I just be myself. They're really, really sweet. They be melting my heart, girl.
Girl, she's a simp. Dejon is now a simp. I don't want to hear none of that player shit no more. Because she is now a simp.
I am. It's like, it's so hard. It's so hard.
I understand. Kids are the sweetest.
They are. When they're not bad.
Yes. When they're not sour.
Yeah, a Sour Patch Kid. For real. So they really have responded well to me, and we just been doing it. I just think the timing is a lot to fit all that information in with that little bit of time. So it's the only thing.
You gotta commend yourself because you're doing this. You came in during COVID.
During COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just commend yourself because nobody knew what was going on this year, and
that's crazy.
And they still don't know what's going on.
We still don't know.
So, you know.
But Houston is lifting up the regulations. We don't have to wear a mask in Houston.
I know. It's crazy.
You still gonna wear your mask? Girl.
Does the sun rise every morning? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Over here, yes. Like, I don't care if the store be like, oh, you ain't gotta wear it. I'm wearing my mask. Like, I don't know. You know I'm a germaphobe, so. Yes,
definitely. Dejan, if y'all don't know, Dejan is a germaphobe.
I am. Like, I have hand sanitizer all day long. But this is pre-BC. Yeah. This is before COVID.
I don't
play around with that germ. I don't play. But, yeah, so. It's been cool. What else popping? We juicing right now.
What else? How do you like Houston? What's been up with that? how have you been spending your weekends in Houston?
That's crazy. We haven't really talked about that.
No, we haven't.
Well, I love Houston. I always wanted to live in Houston.
Shout out to
the H-Town. I always wanted to live in Houston. I just feel like it's just a lot of opportunity here. That's why I did move. And then I just love how big the houses are for lesser price. But New Orleans will always and forever be home.
Number one.
It will always be number one. But I'll probably come back and get a house and rent it out and come back when I feel like it, you know?
Yeah.
But Houston, I feel like I can live here forever. Mm-hmm. It's something new I see every day. So I'll be feeling like I'm on vacation. I haven't settled in yet. But the job made me like, okay, let's keep working. I just feel like I'm just so busy. That's what I feel like right now. But I love Houston. Mm-hmm. My weekends, they be a little lit sometimes.
They be lit? What do you mean? Wait, hold on. Talk about that. How do they be lit?
As if you don't be with me.
I want to know. Let the people know. What do you mean?
Let them know. Okay, so it be lit. I'm just going to say that. Like, the clubs out here are different. They different.
Different how though, sis? Sister?
Not sister.
Sister.
Sister. They sister. They be lit like everybody be wanting to have fun.
Yeah.
Everybody wanna get drinks, have fun. I feel like people out here work to have fun.
Yes, I can agree. I can 100% agree.
I feel like they work to have fun. Like, you did a 5-day work Saturday, Sunday. It's up. Well, Friday is the kickoff. It's like, all right, let's go to a little bar.
Girl, they even be out on Monday. You know the people be out on Monday, too. They be...
Honestly, they be out every day.
They do, because even on Tuesdays...
Wednesdays.
Thursdays.
Friday. It's the weekend.
They be out every single... They be out every single night. Like,
they do.
They don't get tired. They be thinking... New Orleans is the party city. Man. Like, okay, Houston is runner up.
Top.
Okay.
Top two. Child, they really get it in. I'm like, damn, I can't even go out this weekend. I went out last weekend. But we talking about going out this weekend.
I know. I like going out, though. I'm not going to lie.
It's a different vibe.
It's a much different vibe.
What's different?
It's just... You know, you see a lot of different people. You meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
there's just so many men.
So many men.
It's like, okay. And then you see gorgeous women. Like, women with the...
Bodies.
The best bodies. And it's just like, okay, these people are actually, like, getting their life.
They are. But wait, let's run it back to the men. Because they be ballers out here. They don't mind spending that bread.
No, they don't mind spending money.
At all.
They don't mind spending money.
At all.
Which is, I think, amazing.
Amazing.
Dope.
They'll buy you a drink in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
A heartbeat. The other weekend, we went out. I only brought one drink for myself to start me off. The rest of the night, they was rolling in.
I think I bought two drinks.
I brought one.
I think I brought two drinks and a hookah.
I brought one drink, and I had about five of them.
Yeah. Did y'all enjoy herself?
I did. And you know I like to stay home.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, I had to not really trick, but I kind of forced her to come out.
Did.
Because I had already, like, told my friend that she was going to come. Yeah, she's going to come. All I had to do was just, like, convince her a little bit. It's not even hard to convince Dejan. All you have to do is just, like, girl, it's going to be fine. Like, And we both know, like, if the vibe's not it, we gonna leave. So
we gonna leave. Yeah.
It's easy to convince her, and she's not hard to drag along at all.
But I'd rather be saying, home. Yeah,
she be saying she be wanting to be home, but she gonna tag along.
I am. I just wanna see what's popping.
Yeah, but it was lit that night. I'm glad she came, and I know she's glad that she went out, because we really did have a grand time.
Grand old time. Yeah, we did. So a lot of the clubs I pick. What's your favorite one for right now?
For right now, as far as what? Because you know there's so many different vibes in Houston.
It's different vibes. So like day party / it turns into night, or like just a vibe. Cause not even club. Cause I don't really care for the club.
Yeah. The lounges.
The lounges.
I'm gonna have to go with camp, only because camp is like, it's more intimate. The food is
rolling,
spectacular,
rolling,
spectacular. Okay, and it's just like vibes. Like the girls be, of course, looking bad.
Good, yes.
And then everybody just be looking fly. Better be having a nice little time. The music be good. The girls are gorgeous, and it's a vibe.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Camp is cool. Camp is really, really cool. Because they got the outside porch, so that's cool, especially if the weather is really nice. It just turns from day to night. You could be there from day or night, and it's just such a vibe. And then I just like how everybody just want to have fun.
Yeah,
it's like no beef, standing on the wall, nobody afraid to dance or nothing like that. Yeah. It's just vibes, straight vibes.
It is. It's vibes.
I know he's using that word a lot. So, what is a vibe?
A vibe is...
Let's see what Google has to say.
I think a vibe is something that feels good, something that feels right. Good energy. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay. So, the official definition from dictionary.com says, a person's emotional state or the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others. This is the sentence they give. A lot of moody people giving off bad vibes.
The bad vibes. You don't want no bad vibes.
No bad vibes. Only good vibes over here.
Good vibes only.
Yeah, so it's just, it's vibey, man. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, it's the energy. It's like the energy that you bring in.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the places have really good energy.
They do. They even have like grown folks just getting down.
Oh yeah, yeah. We didn't talk about that spot. That spot is nice. We only been there once though.
Yeah, we just was like, let's just go, cause I know I don't stay too far from it. And I was just like 50/15. That's a really dope little spot for like just. It gave me like Caesar vibes. Y'all know that club on the West Bank, Caesar vibes. Grown folks, you know, enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. And then it switched to, like, our age group and stuff. And that's how Caesars is, like, in the beginning.
Yeah, I've never been to Caesars.
You never been to Caesars?
Nah, I've never been to Caesars. But I could still see it being kind of ignorant. But, you know, that's just New Orleans. Like, it's not ignorant in Houston. Like, anybody gonna ignorant. Really get ignorant.
It's not. I haven't. We came out here for, what, my 23rd birthday. It was lit, but it was cold. My birthday is always cold. Then we didn't have no trouble. Address. That's when we first went to Address.
Yep.
That stuff was cool.
Yes. I was just thinking about Address. I was like, dang, I wonder if. Now, I wasn't going to say Address, but Address was lit.
Address was lit. Yeah.
We had a grand time at Address.
But I feel like we only had. That such a good time that one time we went. Like, I didn't get that same experience again when I went.
The first time we really went out with a bang.
We did.
I think it was because there was a section, there was drinks. Like, it was.
We didn't pay for nothing.
No, we didn't. There was hookahs. Everything was lit.
It was a Saints game.
We was really lit.
It was a game when the Saints lost. To the Rams? That was the Rams.
All I remember, it was the Rams.
It was the Rams.
It was.
And people was mad, boy. Yeah. Now, people was mad. The DJ, he was like, is it going to be that NOLA or is it going to be that West Coast? As soon as that play hit, that DJ started busting that Tupac, boy. I was like, dog, he wrong for that, but it was rolling.
It was the, that's why. So bitch, you fat motherfucker.
He was like, oh, no. Dun, 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 dun. Man, that stuff was rolling. I was like, wow, this is lit up in here. But yeah, Houston, I love Houston.
Me too.
I really do.
I gotta say, I love Houston.
Yeah, it's such a cool spot. But yeah, so we joked enough about Houston, our newly found H-Town hotties. Let's jump into a little lovey-dovey stuff. So smoothly. All right, let's jump right into it, Chiems. So, my question today is, at the talking stage, you listening? Okay, I see.
I'm listening.
Should men initially do the work to show or like prove to the woman that he likes her, or is it like a mutual thing?
I can only speak from experience.
Let's speak on it.
I've never been the one to initiate nor work in the beginning. Not saying that I would never do that, because I just don't believe in saying never, because God will laugh at you.
Will he?
But I've never done it, and I don't even think right now I'm comfortable with doing it. So, no.
Initiate, as is that like, you know, going up to him, or like, is that he got your number and you asked for a date?
The only way I'm gonna go up to you is if I'm drunk. Seriously, that's like, it's not gonna be me sober, it will be me lit.
You got to, because that's nerve-wracking. It is courage for that.
It is liquid courage.
It is, because yeah, there's no way I can say what's poppin', what's up? What? That, like, I can't even say that.
What's up with you, boy? Boy.
Boy, boy.
What's up, boy?
How can you even approach? How do you approach
maybe
a man?
That's the problem.
We don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. The guys are probably gonna be like, that's the problem. No, but I think the problem is we just don't know how to.
I know I don't.
I know. I don't think I do either.
Because what is it that they want us to say? Or, like, what's not cool to say?
I know. And then, like, how do you know? I really don't like rejection. I think that, too.
Yeah.
So, it's just, like, even if I probably did know what to say, I would still be afraid to do it. Because I don't want anybody to be like, ha, ha, ha. No. Like, I'm good. I'll be like, damn. I'll never do this shit again.
I know. Shoot you down.
Yeah, that would make me feel like, oh,
wow. So that means men really got a lot of
courage.
A lot of courage. And they have to have a lot of like heart.
I know, because they be getting turned down.
They do.
They be getting turned down. And I just, if the one turn me down, I'm just,
I'm good.
I'm out the game.
I'm good. I'm not trying. Mm-mm.
I know. That's going to break my heart, that one.
Girl, can you imagine that? I'm good, love. Like,
I'm good.
I got a girlfriend.
I mean,
would dude ever really say that though? I got a girlfriend. I'm good.
Thank you, love, but I got a girlfriend. Like, okay.
Because that's our line. I got a boyfriend. Yeah.
Well, you can't have friends?
No, because he probably around here somewhere. He crazy. So you better get from around me. That's what I say.
That's what you say?
I do, so they can go.
Girl.
Yeah, I can't see myself going up to a man and asking him for his number. We just don't know what to say. So maybe that could be a podcast later on, an episode later on, where we can have a guy asking us. Telling us what do they like to hear.
Lord have mercy.
I mean, if you're listening, you can definitely go in our comments or DMs and let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
What is something that is okay to say or you would like to hear from women? But I mean, I'm still not going to do it.
I would do it.
You just try it out like an experiment.
I would try it. But whew, Lord, I'm going to have to make sure I know what I'm doing.
Girl, two shots of vodka.
Two shots of vodka?
Okay, we're not approaching the man. So you're saying the men should do all the initiating first?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Why?
Because I think that I'm the prize. Mm.
A man will argue and say he's the prize as well.
And you know what I'm going to say?
What?
They can only be one queen bee. No, seriously. It's giving bossy bitches, like...
The bossy twins.
I'm weak. It's just giving... I get it. I understand. You should be appreciated. You should be valued. But, I mean, I'm the catch. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you're the catch, then we can't be together. Mm-hmm. Like... There is no, like, no, I'm sorry. Can't be two queen bees. You can't be fighting for that top spot. Girl, America's Next Top Model.
America's Next Top Wife, the both of y'all.
No, seriously, like, no. I don't, I'm the prize.
I agree. I feel you on all those levels. Because it's like, show me that you interested in me.
Yeah.
Show me that. Like, show me what you got. Because I know I can provide all of that plus more. Mm-hmm. I mean, women naturally do. So, I would say, yeah. So, what is the showing and the...
Last episode, we were talking about our love language.
Oh, yes.
And I think that, for me, it's just quality time. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to be... Find and dine and wine, even though I love that too. But I don't necessarily have to be fine and dined. But I do like spending time. Mm-hmm. And I do like to make sure that there is a connection.
Yeah. What's your spending time? Like just chilling at the house?
Yeah.
Going to the park?
More recently, I've been, like, going to be outside.
Yeah. It's beautiful here. That's why.
I know, it is.
The skyline and stuff.
It is. It's so nice. But, you know, I love to eat. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to eat.
Mm-hmm. We know I like to eat. Mm-hmm. We know that.
Yes. But I just like spending time. I really like chilling, though. I like chilling. I like watching movies. I love listening to music. Mm-hmm. I could listen to music all day. All day. So I like just... Kind of being a homebody. I like to cuddle too.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I like to do that. Well, we know I like to do that inside.
What?
The cuddling and touchy feely stuff. Oh, yeah. That's inside.
Inside only, because they don't like to hold hands outside. Look, girl, get the. Girl,
I can do the holding hands, but the kissing and all.
Oh,
you know,
man.
If my man may, whoever my man may be, if I'm going to try. I'll try.
You know,
try
that man.
It's a 50-50 thing. I know. But
he might not even like affection either, like in public.
That would be a winner. That would be a winner. We good. Mm. Well, anywho, I agree with you. You got to show me that you care about me or you're interested in me. Because then I know... where to take it from there. And like, you know, if we can move forward into dating some more and stuff. But yeah, you gotta show me. Because I'm capable of doing, reciprocating whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
I can do that. I feel like all women pretty much do that. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we initiate the showing this, showing that, giving this, giving that, mm-hmm. they take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They really take advantage of it.
They will take advantage if you let them.
Yeah. So, I think that's why we are always so pushed for, like, you show me what you can do. You show me what you can do. And I know some guys get taken advantage of as well.
Yeah.
So, But I mean, they're men, and it's in them to do the chasing. Like, that's in their blood. Ooh, I feel Lord, like
you start saying stuff like that, nigga says, "And our blood is to do the cleaning." And I'm just gonna be like, "Absolutely, sir. You gonna have to hit the next exit, cause that exit stage left, please."
Next caller. Yeah, no, we ain't 1904 up in here,
baby. Absolutely not. I mean, I don't mind, you know, cleaning and cooking, but it's gonna have to be 50-50 because Chelsea, not doing it.
I don't think that's right, though. I don't think your relationship, you're in a marriage, you're in like whatever, a fully committed relationship, it should be 50-50. Or like things just should just come natural. Like, I'm gonna help my spouse, I'm gonna help my chick, my dude. Like, that should be natural.
It should be natural. Like, why are you not wanting to help me?
Yes, we should be one at this point.
Oh my God. Like, it's just some things people do. It's just, I question it because, yes, you're supposed to move as a unit.
Yes.
If I'm like, you pick up where I lack, and yes, I'm going to do the same thing for you.
Yes.
Help me out.
We're helpmates.
Yes.
For each other.
We're in this.
Together.
You're supposed to help. I can't do all the cooking and cleaning. Man, you better get your ass up, boy.
Boy.
You better get your ass up, boy.
No, for real. Facts. Facts. And I would say, like, my dad, he does not require my mom to cook all the time.
As a king, as he should.
It's a 50-50 thing. If he want my mama to cook, he going to the grocery store and make the groceries.
Now, that is a real man. Now, that right there is a real man. Now, real I'm going to have to write that one down.
I'm talking about some real love.
Girl, I'm going to have to write that down.
No, for real, facts.
That's going to have to be the negotiation right there.
I cook you clean.
Girl, it ain't going to be.
I'm not cooking clean and then going to the grocery store.
Oh, my God. All three, girl. My mama do all three. I ain't going to lie.
Really?
I do the cooking and the cleaning. Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God.
She does.
She goes to the grocery store as well?
But my mom is that mom. Like, she's that person.
Okay, maybe some. If it's okay with you.
She be complaining though. She be complaining, but at the same time, my mama loves to cook.
Yeah.
So my mama's going to the grocery store. My mama loves shopping.
Yeah.
She loves being out. Yes. She be complaining and stuff, but she loves doing stuff. Like, she loves moving around.
Mm-hmm,
she
mm-hmm.
don't like to settle down, but she needs to. However. Yeah, so she don't mind cooking.
Mm-hmm.
She don't mind going to the grocery store, and she do not mind cleaning. She'll complain a little bit, like, y'all need to come clean these dishes. I done did everything. But she'll still do it at the end of the day. Like, that's just how she is.
Yeah. And I guess that's the mother duty. But I just can't see that for myself doing that right now.
Yeah.
I can't see myself cooking, cleaning, going to the grocery store, getting you together, doing this together. No, I'm burnt out. And I gotta work. I'm burnt out.
I know.
We doing something. It's a team effort. It's a team effort.
It's supposed to be.
It's supposed to be. Yeah. Like, we're not living in 1945. Mm-hmm. The woman is cooking, cleaning, washing the house, pressure washing the house.
Doing the gardening.
But, I mean, if that's your thing, go ahead, love. I'm going to do that for your man. Hey, let's make sure y'all happy. But for me and Dejani, you going to the grocery store. I cook because I do like to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But the grocery store, I hate it.
Now, that's something I really want in a man. Please tell me what? To cook.
To cook?
What? Please.
Yeah.
Please be a better cook than me. Not saying that I'm a terrible cook. But if he's a better cook than me, then oh my God.
That's so, like, attractive. Like, yes.
Whew. I know. That's got to be a... Please know how to fix a meal. A good one at that.
Lord.
I might drop to the floor. I'm not going to lie. I was talking to this one boy that knew what he was talking about when it came to food.
Mm.
He did. He knew what he was talking about. And he
said, as for cooking or going places?
Cooking.
Mm.
As far as cooking, and I was very impressed. I was like, wow.
You had one of his meals?
I haven't. Huh. But
It looked good.
I know he could. I know he know what he doing.
You seen a picture of one of his plates?
And I have not.
Girl, but
I'm telling you, I know he know what he talking about.
Okay.
And I know he know what he talking about because his place was well put together. His place was well put together. He very clean dude. Very like creative. He was very good with his hands. I'm going to say that.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Girl, you have to go get one of them meals.
No.
No, no, no more? Okay, no. All right. We did that one. All right.
No.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, we know we ain't approaching no dude.
Not right now.
Not right now.
Ah. Maybe. Five for me.
5 more years?
Maybe. Girl, no, let me stop juicing. I don't know. I would do it only if I have to feel confident. I gotta feel confident in myself.
Yeah.
In order for me to do that. Which is gonna be real soon, so.
Really? Yep. Okay. Okay. I give you eyes. That's about as far as I'm going. Hmm. I'm gonna give you eyes, and if you meet my eyes and we lock, and you coming over here by me. Other than that, we ain't doing that. So, anywho, let's jump into it.
All right, y'all, and welcome back to the third and final segment. It is called Land Yap. So, my word of the day. You know, I start off with a word of the day. What do you think it is?
Gotta be something from New Orleans.
Of course it is.
Okay, so Land Yap it is. A little something extra.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
So, I'm telling you, guess the word. What do you think the word is?
Let the good times roll.
I'm weak.
Let's go home.
No, that is not it. That is not it. Wow. Okay. So, my word of the day is actually, drum roll, please. Jokes. It is. Because we never talked about jokes. Mm. And even though we have a jokes segment, even though we have a joke segment, I feel like we still never really talked about the word.
That's actually true, because this is like our first joke thing, right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't joke on the last episode.
No, but what I'm talking about is like, you know, we have the joke segment. Like, the name, the title is called Joe's Segment, but we never said what Joe's is.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. We didn't even, like, explain what Joe's mean.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think we did.
Yeah, so, for the listeners who not from New Orleans.
For the people that's not from New Orleans, the word Joe's, because that word actually started to become popular more recently.
It did.
That's not one of the, like, original, like, OG. I think it might have been around for some time. Like, okay, let's go back. The start of the word, or at least when the word became popular. Do you know how?
I don't know. I know maybe I was in high school or college.
Okay, you probably was in high school, but what I mean is, like, where the word originated from. So, actually, I think this is how it started. It was actually, like, a jail slang term.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, so this is, like, people used it as far as to pass time. Mm-hmm. So they were like, I'm about to go juice, like, as far as, like, past time in jail.
Wow, yes. That's so funny.
I'm about to go juice to cell right quick. Like, that's what they use to pass time. And if you think about it, like, we still kind of use it like that. Like, I'm about to juice him. I'm about to use it to pass time. Like,
wow.
I'm about to go juice this place. Like, it's like a moment of time. So, you'll hear people, or you'll even hear people say, that's my Joe's. Like, it's just a moment.
I'm weak.
It's just a moment. That's my Joe's.
I'm so weak, because I'm really weak that it came from jail like that.
Yeah, it did. So that's,
and we use it like the same way.
Yep.
That's great. I mean, that's the same way with Trey, though.
Yeah, Trey. I don't know how Trey started.
Trey is a gay slang from jail.
Is it really?
Yes. They would be like, he's my trade.
Girl, Trey, Lord have mercy. But I don't want him to be gay.
Yeah, no.
I don't want him to like bars.
I know that's right.
I need them to like girls.
Okay. Wow, so Joe's.
Joe's.
Come from jail.
Come from jail, baby.
To pass time.
To pass the time.
And we be Joe'sing.
And we be Joe'sing. That's my little Joe's.
And I'm about to go juice this food real quick.
No, but yeah, so that was the word of the day. The juice.
I like it. At first, when it came out, I ain't gonna lie, I did not like it.
Juice.
And I think I was in college.
Really? I feel like it had to...
Maybe it came out my senior year of high school. But I think I was in college, and then I started using it later on. Because I was like, nigga, do be juicing.
Nigga, do be juicing.
So, yeah, juice. Yeah. We say that a lot.
Yeah, we do. We use juice a lot. All right, so what I kind of want to talk about, it's kind of general.
Okay.
And it's mainly just about New Orleans. Like, what does New Orleans mean for you? Or to you?
What does New Orleans mean to me? It means home. I know I get super excited and I laugh a lot when I'm out here and people are like, you from New Orleans? Oh, where you're from? I knew it. So even my kids, they like, you sound different, Miss Johnson. Where you from? So I'm like, I'm from New Orleans.
I'm from that Babu fool.
Yeah. I literally said that today.
You said that?
Yeah. Somebody.
Babu.
I'm from that 504, baby. And then I turn up. Like, I get the accent extra harder.
Oh, my God. It's the accent for me.
They be eating it up.
Yeah, they eat it up. Eat it up.
They do. So, New Orleans just means home. It just means a place everyone knows about. And it's just so unique. Everybody loves it. The most unique.
The most unique. Let's talk about it.
And I'm never changing my phone number.
And I'm never going to change my mind about New Orleans being the most unique place on this earth. I don't care what nobody say. Augur you mom.
Augur you.
Augur your mom. Augur you. Augur your mom. No, please. Like, New Orleans, for me, definitely means home. But it also means great food, good laughs. You'll get good vibes here and there, but New Orleans really just is like an amazing place to be with so much history and so much culture and so much creativity. It's like ridiculous, honestly. Like, New Orleans is one of the most unique places in this country, for sure.
In this country, you don't find another city like that. Like, we've been traveling a little here and there, and there's no culture.
Yeah, there's like, I know people are going to talk about New York, because New York definitely has their culture.
It does.
Their moments, of course, it's New York.
It does.
But being, of course, we're going to ride for New Orleans, because we're from New Orleans.
Hold on.
I just think that it can't even be comparable, like, the people, you're not going to meet, man. Some New Orleans people, even though they have their ways,
we funny.
And they're some of the best people.
Yes. Like,
they're some of the most kind-hearted people. You're not going to really find that in New York.
You're not. And guess what? I used to work at a hotel. Front desk, you know, doing that. And everybody who was from somewhere else kept saying, everybody's so nice here. So nice here. Like, people just speaking. We don't even know you. And they say we had to adjust to that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that that's how we do down here. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We just speak. You know, we don't ask for much out of all of that little small conversation.
Yeah.
But it's like a respect, homie feel.
Yeah. You just talk to anybody. Like,
yes.
Old people,
yes.
It don't matter who it is.
Like, you be joking.
You joke anybody, like, because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to talk to people, and it's rude to not talk to people.
It is not to speak.
Yeah, especially like, you got, if you walk in somebody's house, you better speak. You better speak.
You better. What's wrong with her?
You better speak. Because if you don't speak, it's an issue.
It's an issue. It's an issue. But I think that's in a black culture.
I think it's a black thing too. I do. But I also feel like, no, like, you have to speak. Like, even
to people, everybody.
To everybody. Like, even people you don't know, you gotta speak. Know.
You just came over there because that's my best friend house or whatever. And I'm over here by her people now. So, how you doing? All right. How you doing? All right. All right. How you doing?
Everybody not like that though in New Orleans. I can't even front.
Everybody.
I feel like everybody not like that.
Really?
No, because some people got mad attitudes. You know that you have here and there where people just not really going to speak and people really going to be like, oh, so she's really not going to speak. Like, your friend really wasn't going to speak. Your friend walked in the house and that's something my nanny would definitely do. Like, they really don't know how to speak. You just came to my house and you don't know how to speak?
That's rude, though.
That's rude.
That's really rude.
Girl. But yeah, so New Orleans definitely means home. Like I said, good food. Good food.
What's your favorite?
Girl, my favorite. I have so
many. Favorite thing to eat?
Oysters.
Oysters?
Of course.
Really?
Off the bat. Off the rip.
Wow.
Oysters? That's my favorite food.
Your favorite New Orleans food?
My favorite New Orleans food, I'm going to still have to go with oysters. I love oysters. And I feel like nobody has it like New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my favorite New Orleans food.
But seafood, period.
Oh, period.
Period.
Yeah.
They get that from balling seafood.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I seen a dude on TikTok, actually, from New Orleans. And he was eating some stuff. And he was basically saying, you're not supposed to eat the black stuff. With the crawfish, and I'm just like,
I eat all that.
I want all that.
Yellow stuff too.
All that. Sucking the head?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we definitely eating all that.
Yeah.
If you not sucking the head, then what's wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Baby, you playing with my crawfish. Give that back. Give that back.
And girl, you know, for real, I'd be so mad when people do not suck their heads.
You playing with my 3 pounds. Give that back.
Like, how you really just not going to do that? That's a crazy. Waste of money. That's
it
a waste
is. Of money. Because crawfish nowadays is kind of high.
What?
Kind of high.
What?
Yeah. And then that comes. See, everybody doing this new stuff with the sauce and stuff. And dipping sprinkling. Yeah.
Please.
No. First of all, if they ever want to try and play... Them crawfish come from our pines, Louisiana. It ain't even got to be specifically New Orleans, but it's coming from Louisiana.
Yeah, it's probably not coming from New Orleans.
Yeah, no, we ain't got the pines like that.
Mm-mm.
It's coming from Bonky and all of that, Louisiana.
It's coming from La Bouche Parish. La Bouche Parish.
You know, real French, girl.
Somewhere down the road, girl. All the way down there.
Yes, but we got the best crawfish, best shrimp. That's seafood, period.
Yeah, for sure. Facts.
Y'all could probably get away by with that lobster and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, y'all might got us on a lobster.
Yeah,
because I don't think I've ever seen a lobster in New Orleans. Ever.
Ever, yeah, nah.
We don't really eat lobster.
Nah, we got news to that when they start coming with them franchises that dip.
Yeah.
The seafood.
Yeah, never was a lobster. And we never was a really... A
dipper.
My family was never king crab either.
Really?
Nah, we used to eat blue crabs. Blue crabs and
Dungeness.
And a Dungeness. Mm-hmm. And a Dungeness.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, the blue and the Dungeness. That's what we used to eat.
Us too. Because... Yeah, it just started getting popular.
What? I ain't never seen no king crab, girl, on no in no ball.
King crab and snow crabs.
And snow crab too.
Low key though, I think that one is a little. The snow crabs. If you had money back in the G, if you had money, you was getting your little snow crab.
The snow crab. Mm. I ain't never seen no snow crab in no ball either. I ain't never seen no eggs in no bowl.
No eggs in no bowl. And I'm still not messing with her.
I love it, though. That's one of the good things that they added to the list was that egg and that seafood bowl. I could do that.
Them eggs be boiled too hard.
Them eggs be rolling.
They be
and you
turning
that
green.
In that sauce?
Oh, no. Not finger licking.
Finger licking.
Girl, absolutely not. Nah, but we got the best food. My favorite food to eat is crawfish etouffee. I love, but not from the restaurant.
It's giving very much voodoo. I don't really like it.
Wait, okay. You said voodoo. There's a difference between Voodoo, Cajun, and Creole.
I feel like that's definitely another a topic for another day.
All right, let's spend time on that later.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a topic for another day.
Because there is a difference.
I think that there definitely is a difference between the three.
Yeah.
But I'm going to definitely write it down, and we can talk about that in another episode. Because I think that could be very interesting.
Yeah, we got to dive into that one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
But what's one thing that you do not like about New Orleans?
I don't like the lack of opportunity.
I can agree with that.
That's the only part that makes me really sad. Because I feel like even artists that's popular today, we came from New Orleans, but we had to go elsewhere to get a name for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's all the time.
Yeah, and it hurts the city.
It hurts the city because it's like we don't typically ever come back. Because
mm-hmm.
we loving the lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and the more money, the more opportunity. We just don't have, we have a lack of resources.
Yeah. I agree. Everybody want to claim that they made it in New Orleans, but left New Orleans.
You left New Orleans to make it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, in a sense, like you said, it's definitely due to the lack of resources. But, I mean, what I really hate about New Orleans is like all the killing that's going on right now.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one thing for me, like, regardless of anything else. It's just the fact that, like, these young dudes, they are losing their minds.
They are.
They're losing. People are losing their kids. It's really sad. Like, we have a part in New Orleans. It's called the East. And, like, the crime in the East is so bad. It's like, you know not to go there.
Alone, especially as a woman.
As a woman, but just, you know not to go to the
period.
East.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's wild. And people are, like, really desperate, and they'll do anything.
And that reflects on, go back to the lack of resources.
It definitely goes back to the lack of resources. But it's just really, really sad because, like, the East has so much potential.
It does.
And, you know, it could be so great, especially for the Black community, but there's just, maybe somebody is doing something, but it's just, like, just a waste. Like, and then they're pushing so many Black people to the East, and it's just only getting worse. It's, they killing each other out, though.
Yeah, it's really sad. But there are some people that is, like, fighting for, you know, certain things and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And I respect them to the fullest. But it's the political side. That's what we're fighting against. And that's why it's always important to vote for people who gonna fight for the community. Yes, we may have to vote, you know, big time presidential stuff and stuff like that, but the most important thing to vote for is in your hometown, in your community, in your city. So if we had the right people in the positions that they should be in to fix these things, things would be different. And I think now we are getting a little more diverse mm-hmm. in our political system, but it's still, there's a hierarchy hierarchy that's going to shoot all that stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had, you know, a lot of things like how Houston have all these just different things to get into,
mm-hmm.
the kids will probably not be killing each other, because half the time, it's a lot of kids.
Yeah,
that's doing the killing and the robbing and the breaking into the cars.
Yeah, it do. It be kids.
They don't have nothing to do.
Yeah.
They really don't have nothing to do.
I know, it's sad. And then, of course, like, this whole freaking virus happening. Just people are not in school. People not at work. People outside. People getting free money, child. People get free money, girl.
Free money. We're going to see about tax time if it's really free. It ain't.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
You're going to have to pay that stuff back.
Girl. Listen. I only do legal things.
Girl, okay.
I only do legal things. But, yeah. I think New Orleans is one of the most amazing, most generous, most creative, all of that cities in the world. And I feel like nobody can really top us. Like, we that city, regardless. And I'ma always ride for New Orleans.
I know that's right.
And never wrong.
That's all I got on it.
But yes, guys, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We also appreciate comments, likes, suggestions, whatever y'all have on our Instagram. And we will talk to you guys next episode.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the Anchor app to listen to each episode. And make sure to follow us on our social media platforms at NolaBase_ on Instagram and Twitter to be updated for new episodes and all things NolaBase.